too much choice. Variety is not the spice of life.
Do you have trouble deciding which TV channel to watch? Or what flavor of crisps to buy in the supermarket? Or what clothes to buy? Modern life offers so many options, it's overwhelming. And, according to an article in The Economist, it's bad for us.
These days, we're bombarded with choice. For example, American supermarkets stock more than 48,000 products, 5 times more than in 1975. When buying a mobile phone, there's a huge variety of brands, networks, plans, and add-ons to choose from. And the internet gives us an unlimited number of things to watch, read, listen to, and play. Psychologists now believe we simply have too much choice.
But is there really a problem with that? Yes. For a start, we're confused. A 2010 University of Bristol study found almost half the respondents thought life was more confusing than a decade ago. But worse, psychologists say having so many options gives us unrealistic expectations. We think the perfect choice exists. And when the thing we choose isn't perfect, we feel like we've failed.
Barry Schwartz, author of The Paradox of Choice, gives an example. While on holiday in a small village, he wanted a bottle of wine. The village shop only stocked 5 bottles. He picked one. When he tasted it, it wasn't great, but he was content with his purchase. He realized if he'd chosen the same bottle from a massive supermarket selection, he would have been very disappointed.
Too much choice is also paralyzing. In a Californian experiment, researchers set up a supermarket display of 24 different flavored jams. Passing customers were invited to try the flavors and buy their favorite. Of the customers who tried the jams, 3% bought a pot. Researchers then repeated the experiment with just 6 flavors. Of the customers who tasted the 6 flavors, 30% bought a pot. Clearly, when presented with too much choice, 24 flavors, people couldn't decide which to buy, so they didn't buy anything.
Some companies are now reducing their product lines so customers have less choice. For example, when Procter & Gamble halved its shampoo range, sales actually went up. Or take L'Estrance, a restaurant in Paris. Diners eat what the chef decides to cook. That way, customers don't agonize over what to order, and nobody regrets their choice.
So, what can you do next time the TV is on and you can't decide what to watch? Well, psychologists say it doesn't really matter what you choose, just as long as you do choose. And remember, another option is to turn the TV off and go outside.